glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Thanks so much for joining us Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, encore and dangerously local on 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. Got a very special guest for you. Treff Dog himself is here, legendary radio broadcaster. So he posts this thing, a guy named Jim Trefney, who happens to be the sales manager who is, by the way, working miracles here. Working miracles here, turning this Ohio Midland News Group from a very, very, very good company to a ridiculously rich company with so much money that it's mind-boggling.
Thank you.
And Jim Trefney is doing so well, he has his own parking space here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I do.
He has his own private parking space. So he posts this thing, let's fire Bob Nutting and replace him with ChatGPT. What can be done to fix the Pittsburgh Pirates? And I thought to myself, that is a great idea. Let's get Jim in here to, thank you very much.
That's a better version.
Okay, to actually talk about this first, and you can see the show again, Facebook live stream right there. Jim is waving to everyone, all of his fans there. And make sure you share this everywhere. If you know anybody who cares about the Pirates and cares about hashtag Nutting Sucks, then by all means, share this. Isn't that a great hashtag? Honest to God, isn't that a great hashtag?
Excellent.
It's all over the place.
Yep.
It is all over the place. Hashtag Nutting Sucks. I mean, it's just really bad. First, Jim Trefney, a legendary broadcaster. You were in radio for a number of years, right?
Four score and seven.
Yeah.
Four score and seven. Started, always wanted to be a disc jockey, and I went to Ohio University. Of course, that was a disc jockey factory down there back in the day, back in the 70s. We did some really crazy things. We targeted a radio station in Pomeroy, Ohio, called, believe it or not, same letters as Johnny's station, but mixed around,
yeah.
WMPO. It yeah. was the worst station I had ever, that all of us ever heard. And I think I shared this with you once before, but if not, I'll email it to you when we're done. We were on summer staff at WOUB. We signed the stations off one night at midnight. We went uptown to a local watering hole. And, yes, some of my church friends that might be listening, yeah, I did back in the day. But we polished off about four pitchers of Schlitz malt liquor.
malt liquor?
Malt liquor, yeah. Yeah. And so we started coming up with stupid way jingles. You know, we're familiar with radio jingles.
Yes.
And we start singing these stupid things. Who is the friend of a back of chewing man, WMPO, their buddy? And we thought, let's go up to the radio station. Let's sing these things before we forget it. Some of these I cannot mention on the air. They were that bad.
Yes, they were.
And the next day we wake up, we realize what we got, and we put a jingle demo together. And it's all over the internet, believe it or not. And that's where we started.
Isn't radio fun?
It is.
It is the most fun thing in the world. If you could just put up with management.
And well,
if you can just put up with management.
Management here great. It's great.
You pathetic suck up you. I mean, you know, he's not listening right now. He doesn't care about this. We can really talk about him now.
Okay, what about the management in the other conglomerate in this market? I won't even get into that.
Anyway, so you're from Cleveland, you were following the Pirates.
Well, I grew up in Cleveland on the east side.
Yes.
And I became an Indians fan back in the early 60s, listening to the games with Bob Neal and Jimmy Dudley. Remember Garfield 1-2-3-2-3 and all of that other stuff. But the Indians stunk worse than the Pirates.
Yeah.
When you had all the American League teams and all the National League teams in one division, Indians were always down at the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
Bottom of the barrel. Bertie Tebbets was the manager, and he just could never get that thing off the ground.
So you follow the Pirates, though?
when I moved here in the mid-70s, then, you know, same thing. Used to be a Browns fan. And when we moved here, we got on the Steeler bandwagon. We got on the Pirate bandwagon. But I would say more 2004, 2005, when my daughters, you know, were pretty much on their own, then... boom, I got time to watch baseball, watch football, that kind of thing.
So you go to the PNC, you go to PNC Park a lot with another recovering broadcaster, a guy named Ken something
Ken,
or other?
Yeah, three. Last night, if you look on my Facebook page, yes, there's a picture that says the Three Stooges at PNC Park. Ken Seibert, who was the guy that got me to meet the current owner of this radio station and got me on board. And another
Recovering broadcaster.
Recovering broadcaster.
Very good DJ. Yeah. Yeah. Very good DJ. You never know it by, you know, looking at him.
Oh, yeah.
But very good DJ.
And he's a good engineer, too. He does a lot of good work on the equipment here to help Johnny out. But and then the other guy is a guy named Gary Garrett. He owns a group of radio stations down in Parkersburg. And we get together usually four or five times a year. Yeah, we kibitz. We eat hot dogs, pierogies, and we might get a baseball game in, which we got a good game in yesterday. Pirates won 1-0.
No.
Bailey Falder went 7 innings, 77 pitches, 2-hit ball. excuse me. Pitching staff is fine. We got a good pitching staff. Problem is, we got to get bats. We don't have enough.
Is that really the problem, or is the problem above nothing?
I look at it two ways.
That sigh.
I look at it two ways. You know, you talk about, I'm going to compare the Pirates to this group of radio stations.
Yes.
When I got here in Cody.
I'm Skeens, right?
Yeah. Okay. Bednar. Okay, we'll play Renegade when you come walking in. When I got here and the owner wanted me to get involved with the sales management.
Mr. Deep Pockets.
Yeah. When I was over at the big TV station up in Steubenville.
The biggest one in Mingo Junction.
Yeah, Mingo. Yeah, brilliant, too. Everybody signed non-competes, and they do at 7, they do at the other radio group, and you learn right away you can't go picking salespeople from other media. Mm-hmm. So you've got to grow your own.
Right.
And same thing we had to do here. We grew our own. One of our ladies that is very good used to be a hairdresser.
Damn good one, too.
Did I say that? Hoover Dam. Hoover. I meant Hoover Dam.
I did. Anyway, we've got to focus here because I can't hold you until 9 o'clock.
No,
you got to leave like 8:45 or so.
We got money to make. No, but what I had to do is grow these people, train, build them up. When Shelton was there, I saw a lot of stupid mistakes on the field. When a player makes a stupid mistake, shouldn't they pull him off and put him on the bench and put somebody out there so they could think? No, they let him continue to play. I don't think Shelton, what I observed, I don't think he had control of the room. I'm going to do another comparison. Cleveland, to me, there'll always be the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
They'll always be the
tribe
Cleveland
and Indians. The tribe and the drum and everything.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Their payroll last year was $9 million more than the Pirates.
That's all?
$9 million.
How could that be so much
better?
Eight
or nine million. Well, they know how to develop. They know how to train. And
why is Bob Nutting so bad as an owner? Is he that incompetent?
I don't.
Or what? Is it because he's dumb?
I've never met the man. But I'm thinking, okay, last year, I'm listening to Tom Hamilton doing the ALCS, Indians against the Yankees. And he's talking about the payroll and everything else, and I'm going, no, wait a minute. You know, $8-9 million more than what we spent. You know, last year we tied up $10 million in that closer. What was the guy's name? He went to Boston. But we tied up $10 million in this guy. Why don't you move the money around? But getting back to the basics, why wasn't our manager... Was he motivating? Was he pushing? Was he looking, you know, like what I did with sales reps that didn't even know our business? what do I look for to lift them up? And I wonder if that's the problem. And, you know, again.
Is it the whole mentality of the organization, though?
Yeah.
This whole loser mentality that, look, we're here to make money to put into Bob Nutting's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially, that's what they're there for. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he didn't buy enough buns for that hot dog special that he had that evening and not enough bobbleheads for his one good player. Yeah. And then, of course, the incident with the underage drinking where this poor guy falls over right field. And then one of the ushers takes a belt and starts beating on one of the customers. It just never ends with this guy.
Right.
So tell me your solution here with this what is this GPT, whatever the thing is called?
Here's what, and again, this is innovation here at the radio station.
We're all about innovation.
Yeah. The owner, Mr. Deep Pockets, I say that, I'm probably in trouble now. He had someone come in Monday to teach us about ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I never really played with the thing before.
Was that the beautiful girl, a beautiful woman who was here?
That was the young
lady.
Beautiful
woman,
Yes. Very, very intelligent,
yes.
You know, really walked us through. And a lot of people on our sales department were golden agers, and, you know, we still use calculators and pencils and legal pads.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, but It got everybody going.
What is it? Tell me what it is here. We're running out of time.
You go to ChatGPT, and you type anything in, any question you want, and it'll spit out an answer in 20 to 30 seconds.
This is artificial intelligence.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what did you do to help the pirates?
Okay, what I did, and I redid another version of it this morning.
Oh, great.
That's the one you got over there. Okay. The question...
I can't read it because I just gave it to me. So
yeah, I know. Okay, the query I posed to ChatGPT. To turn the Pittsburgh Pirates into a World Series contender, owner Bob Nutting would need to fundamentally shift both his philosophy and investing strategy. Here's a direct, realistic roadmap. Number one, increase payroll significantly. We know that.
Yeah, right. I could do that. I could be artificial intelligence with that one.
Yeah, the Pirates routinely rank near the bottom in the MLB payroll.
And we do mean rank.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. The action is says raise payroll to at least the MLB average of $150 million. Target elite talent, particularly in starting pitching, but again, we're good in starting pitching, and middle of the order bats, which we lack.
So far, I could be artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Number two, lock up the core early. Pirates have a promising young core, Key Brian Hayes, O'Neill Cruz, Paul Skeens. It also says Henry Davis. The jury's out there. But like the Braves or the Rays, the Pirates should buy out arbitration years and secure club options on these players early. Yeah, they did that with Key Brian Hayes. They did it with Brian Reynolds. They did it with Mitch Keller.
So that was a good thing then.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that's good.
So Bob Nutting, sometimes a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah. Okay. But he's got to get Cruz locked up, you know. And I doubt we'll ever be able to get Skeens locked up, but that's another story. Number three, aggressively bolster scouting and player development. This is what you and I were talking
about. This costs money.
Yeah.
He's going to have to pay for people.
Yeah. We always get the number one, number two, number three, maybe the top four or five draft choices every year.
Right.
The only home run that the current general manager has hit, from what I hear on talk radio, is Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
You know, Henry Davis is floundering. You know, some of the others, whatever.
I want you to hold your thought. We need to take a short break here. All these commercials that our sales department keeps selling. This is all your fault.
Exactly.
This is all your
fault.
Oh,
exactly.
Money coming in all over the place.
Bad.
Too bad. More with Trev Dog, legendary broadcaster who is has come up with a great idea. Use artificial intelligence to replace Bob Nutting and have a better product with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Stay tuned.